Our next story is about a turning point for the office that oversees the review of historic and cultural projects across the state. The National Park Service has relaxed its oversight on the State Historic Preservation Division, which is now no longer at high risk for losing critical federal funding. A major sticking point, a system to integrate and digitize some 3.5 million documents tied to archaeology and architectural projects. Administrator Alan Downer and his staff, you know, for them it's been an uphill battle, but their efforts are finally paying off.
In 2009, the Park Service designated the State Historic Preservation Division a high-risk recipient of federal funds. And, you know, I came on in 2013 under the gun, basically, to complete the response to the corrective action plans. You know, I started in December of 2013. We had a deadline of May 2014 to complete the final report in response to that. There were 43 required items that we had to deal with in the final report. In May, we submitted a report that had 42 of the 43 items. The missing item was the audits, the required audits, which had not been done because of a miscommunication within DLNR. And so we were in the process of actually negotiating with an audit firm to do the audits. Park Service in June of 2014 accepted 41 of the 42 items and approved them. So those were POW. And then we had the 42nd item was an integrated data management plan, which with the support of the governor and the legislature, we've been making progress on. We have currently digitized, somewhere around 50% of our documents. We've got 3.5 million, 4 million pages of documents in the office. So it's not like standing at the scanner for a few hours will take care of it.
So that's why it's taken so long.
Yeah, I mean, it's an enormous amount of work. We have to hire a contractor, and the contracting process takes time.
That's key, right, and tied to our federal funding.
Sure, and it's also critical for making our reviews more expeditious. So right now, before we complete a review, somebody submits a permit for review and they may send an archaeological inventory survey in response to our request. Well, part of our review, we have to go check our records to confirm that everything has been identified in the area that in the report they've done the background check and all that. And to have to do that by hand, all that stuff is in files and reports, and it's a labor-intensive activity. By the same token, people who are proposing projects, right now, part of the archaeologists should be coming in and looking at all those reports before they go out in the field, both to design their project and also to, as part of preparing the report when they get to that point. And again, they've got to sift through our files and our reports.
So we were woefully behind the times.
Well, I mean, we're certainly struggling to get into the last quarter of the 20th century, but the reality is most state historic preservation offices nationwide are in the same boat, that they're all struggling to catch up with this. You know, it just happens that the Park Service felt that this was absolutely critical to Hawaii. Why they weren't saying the same thing about other states is a question for the Park Service. But yeah, we're making progress there. We also have again, with the support of the governor and the legislature, we have funds to create an integration, integrate all of that data into a single platform so that we can look online. You can start with, say, a map, you can click on a TMK, and then look at, here's what we know about that, or here's what we know about the area around it. And rather than having to go through the files, that will all be available basically at, touch of the button is too simple. But that's basically the idea, is to make it more available to everybody who has to get access to it, for both for planning purposes and for review purposes.
So access is key.
Yeah, I mean, the data is all there. It's just hard to get at. We've made a lot of progress. So we've got about half of our records digitized. We've got funding to continue that project this year. The governor is supporting funding for one more year, and I'm cautiously optimistic that that will be the end of it. And we expect to have that integration platform up and running internally so that we can test it and validate it and do all that. We anticipate that being done by the end of this fiscal year. So by sometime in June, we expect to have a running system, you know, not for public consumption yet, because we need to make sure it works the way we intend it to. But, you know, I honestly got to say, I'm thrilled that we've made this progress.
And right. One foot in front of the other. Yeah. And we're almost there.
Yeah. Well, we're getting close. We're getting close. I mean, it's for the first time we can see that we're approaching the horizon, rather than it's like, yeah, it's somewhere way out there.
And so, I mean, that must be pretty gratifying too. I mean, it's taken a long time, but at least we've got that off our back.
Yeah. I mean, it's a real mark of progress. It's taken this, we've had good support from the legislature, good support from the governor and his staff, and honestly, a lot of good work by SHPTY's staff.
And they were beaten up, I guess, over the years, just about the backlog. You folks were able to work something out with the city as to what was over 50 years, what needed a special historic review, and
right.
You were able to work out a system so that there wasn't that additional backlog.
The statute defines a historic property as 50 years old. That's it. It's age alone. And so one of the things that means that there are a lot of, particularly in this case, houses that are 50 years old that, other than being 50 years old, are not historic in any sense. They're not associated with important events or important individual or, the work of a master or what have you. But before the legislature gave an exemption specifically to privately owned homes, single-family homes, and townhomes, those things, they would come to the city. The city would look at and go, oh, it's 50 years old. It has to go to SHPTY for review. So that has made a big difference. I mean, we still have a big backlog because we have had we've had recruitment problems. We've been lucky again with support of the legislature and the governor to get additional staff positions. I'm happy to say that we're finally filling them. I mean, it's been a long process, but we've filled four archaeology positions. We've made selections and offers in the last week for those positions. It'll be a while yet before that means bodies in office spaces, because there's still steps to go through the process, but we're seeing progress there. We're down now basically to having just a handful of positions that are there's always a certain amount of churn, a certain amount of turnover. Somebody
retires by the end of the year, I'm sure.
Somebody's got a sick relative in the mainland, mm-hmm. and that's just part of the deal. But we no longer have these big gaps on our staffing going, well, where are we going to find people? And for quite a while, honestly, it looked like for archaeologists that basically the unemployment rate for archaeologists in Hawaii is essentially zero. Any archaeologist who wants a job can get a job here. In the Western U.S., I'm hearing much the same thing. For architectural historians who look at the buildings for us, it's not quite zero, but it's very low. I mean, when I first came here, we hired an architectural historian. We had 28 applicants. This last time, we had three. So, every time we've reviewed, every time we've recruited over the last few years, the number of applicants has dropped dramatically. So, we're getting there. We've got a few vacancies. We've got a few critical vacancies. You always will, but we've made tremendous progress there.
Right. So that's the long view.
Yeah. So, we are not going to resolve the backlog until we are fully staffed. And even once we have people on staff, they've still got to learn the job. So it'll take a while to get the backlog completely under control. But again, we're making headway.
And that was Alan Downer of the State Historic Preservation Division with news that the office is no longer considered high risk by the National Park Service, a status that put federal funding in jeopardy.